Thank you for listening to this short podcast on behalf of the West Sussex Safeguarding Adults Board. It is about our Safeguarding Adult Review for MT. MT's daughter and some of her neighbours contributed to this review, providing an understanding of MT's personality and life experiences, so I would firstly like to share some of this information with you. MT was an 83-year-old woman who was described by her daughter as a mother who stayed strong in the face of challenges. Both MT and her daughter experienced health difficulties, however, remained in weekly phone contact and daily contact in her final weeks. MT's neighbours also held her in high regard and described her as a very proud and independent person and as a kind and lovely lady. In June 2021, MT's GP raised a safeguarding concern due to hoarding and infestation of mice in her home. In the following months, MT experienced increased dizziness and failing eyesight. Following intervention, there was improvement in the removal of belongings from her home at a slow pace as led by MT. However, the infestation remained. A further safeguarding concern was raised by a friend in December 2021 due to a marked deterioration in MT's health and her home circumstances. Sadly, in January 2022, MT was found deceased in her home, having collapsed or fallen. Our Safeguarding Adults Board commissioned a Safeguarding Adults Review, which sought to reach an understanding of the facts, analyse these facts, and produce findings and recommendations to improve services and to reduce the risk of a repeat of such circumstances. The review was completed with a shared commitment to openness and reflective learning. It identified three key findings. The first is safeguarding adults' practice, including the need for training that incorporates professional curiosity, safeguarding thresholds, and self-neglect and hoarding response routes. The second is multi-agency needs assessment and risk management, including the need to use self-neglect procedures, to improve risk management plans, to consider joint assessments, and manage the closure of cases. And the third is Mental Capacity Act, and making sure the adults and their families' voice is heard, including given the opportunity to consider timely, resourced and coordinated plans and ways to engage with existing friends, family and other networks. The review made 8 recommendations under these 3 key areas. The board is seeking assurance that multi-agency actions created from these recommendations are taken forward to reduce future risk. The review also found areas of good practice, including that all involved with MT tried to provide a proportionate, personalised response to her complex and intertwined physical health and environmental needs and risks. There was also evidence of respect and sensitivity towards MT and measured interventions. Other areas of good practice included a person-centred approach, consideration of mental capacity, referral pathways, line management overview and supervision, and recording. For this review to be meaningful and help others like MT, please use the learning from the review to reflect on how you can update your practice. To help you do this, please see our company learning briefing and the full review on our website. The learning briefing includes questions for you and your colleagues to consider. Also, there are other useful resources on our website which you can use that are relevant to this review. These are our escalation and resolution protocol, and 6 learning briefings and podcasts on what is safeguarding, professional curiosity, self-neglect, risk assessment, making safeguarding personal, and person-centred approaches. On our website, you'll also find useful links to all our safeguarding policies and procedures, information for professionals, and other reviews and podcasts. Thank you for your time to listen to this podcast. And we appreciate you moving forward with us to ensure the learning from this review makes a real difference for those who we are supporting in West Sussex.